Athabasca. Things are looking up for the Keep Athabasca in Athabasca University Advocacy Group, as the pressure they've been putting on the Alberta government and advanced education regarding the devastating effects AU's near virtual strategy will have on the region. On May 26, the day following the approval of the order in council from Advanced Education Minister Dimitrios Nikolades that relieved O Board of Governors Chair Nancy Laird from the position, members of the Keep Athabasca in Athabasca University Advocacy Group were in front of Athabasca County Councillors for a status update on the group's activities and impact to this point. Town of Athabasca Mayor Rob Belay was joined by fellow CAU members Mavis Jacobs, Brian Lemassurier, Noel Major and Rick Baksha, who shared some of their reactions to the news that Calgary lawyer Byron Nelson will replace Laird, who was less than 3 months away from finishing her term, and how they hope it will bring the two sides closer to an arrangement that won't see one of Athabasca's main economic drivers become stagnant. Belay called it a big boost to the advocacy group's efforts, which, since officially forming in 2021, has included public engagement through letter writing and social media campaigns, as well as the hiring of a lobbyist to bring the provincial government's attention to what has been happening in Athabasca as O prepared to implement its near virtual strategy. Obviously, I think everyone's heard that the campaign got a big boost yesterday with the announcement of the order in council about the replacement of the chair, so that sets a tone going forward, Belay said. He also noted the recent appointments to the Board of Governors that have very close ties to the community, as a good sign that things are going the group's way. Lemassurier referred to the 2017 Coates report that recommended the university enhance its presence in the region, not reduce it. He also said that 10 years ago there were 520 on-campus jobs that contributed greatly to the community's growth, economy and vibrancy. By 2017, that was down to 400, and now sits at about 250, he said, with most working from home, and some entirely out of the region and sometimes the province. I guess we shouldn't have been too surprised because those of us that have been longtime residents have watched a slow and steady drain of positions out of this region. It's been a concern to us, and if Athabasca University is permitted to continue on this path with their near-virtual plans, the results are going to be devastating for us, he said, adding economic losses to the region are estimated at $25 million per year. In addition, large population declines since the last census, 11.6% in the county, and 6.9% in the town, occurred during the same period O started working toward its near-virtual plan, Lemassurier said. He also reminded council of the three directives Premier Jason Kenney passed on to O at the March 24 town hall at the Athabasca Regional Multiplex. First, to strengthen its physical presence in the community by consolidating executive and administrative offices in Athabasca. Next, for O to develop and implement a comprehensive talent development attraction and retention strategy by the June 30th. Last, to amend legislation to ensure there is representation from the community on the board. As Athabasca University's president has kicked back and not really adhered to these expectations, it was reaffirmed by the Minister of Advanced Education that in fact June 30th is going to be held as an important date for them to have their ducks in a row in this regard, Lemassurier said. O President Peter Scott criticized government officials in another publication for overstepping its authority and for the nature of the town hall, in which no O representatives took part. Jacob said the bumpy ride with the university in the last few years basically boils down to a lack of communication. There was a gap between the government and the board, and then there was a gap between the board chair and the board members, very little communication from what we can tell. And there was also very little communication between the board members and staff and executive, and there wasn't very good communication with the community, she said. So, the message I think, for all of us, is we do need open communication. We need open meetings. We need minutes. We still do not have a copy of the minutes of the closed meeting where the near virtual strategy was decided. We're not even sure that it exists. Maybe it was a figment of their imagination, this whole trend. She also said with a $48 million contribution to its operations from Alberta taxpayers every year, they deserve some accountability and some respect to Premier Peter Lougheed's vision to bring the university to the region and provide that future stability and sustainability. When there is a challenge, we need to be persistent. We all need to be on the same page. We need to communicate well, we need to be honest, because quite frankly, the university in many cases has certainly not been open, and I would even say that at times, not honest, Jacob said. Belay agreed. This isn't over yet, we still have to be persistent and keep pushing and making sure, but that being said, I think we have to get back and work together with the university because a common goal for both of us is to be successful, and I think that's very achievable. Reeve Brian Hall weighed in as well, saying one of the things he likes most about the advocacy group is the positive front members continue to bring forward. It is really virtually impossible to imagine our region without O, and while there's considerable work to do, I think it's important to emphasize that the goals of the community, and the goals of the university are not incompatible, and in fact, the relationship should not be adversarial, he said. We know that they can flourish here because they've done it for decades and that, to me, is the telling piece, they have done it for decades. It seems in my personal view that some of the resistance is no longer related to what's best for O, but it's starting to look like what's best for the executives as individuals. CZ Wick at athabasca.greatwest.ca